The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today we celebrate the memorial to the patron of the parish priest, St. John Marie Vianney, who during the 19th century was raised up by God to be an exemplar to all of us. St. John's time was no different than our own time. In fact, the village of Ars was very typical. The people were not wicked people, but they were not good people in the sense that they kept the commandments. They needed a shepherd to teach them. And St. John Marie Vianney was indefatigable. He would not give up. He would preach long sermons to instruct the people. He would caution them against the evils of their time, especially with the many pubs or bars that they had in Ars. Eventually, most of them closed. He would speak out about immodesty and about the dancing that was going on. To one father who said that he would take his daughter to the dance, but she would not dance, he said, "She will not dance with her feet, but she'll dance with her eyes." St. John Vianney knew human nature, and he knew the price of sin, and he saw what it was doing to his people. And this, of course, is why he spent long hours in the confessional, sometimes 16 to 18 hours a day, hearing confessions, not just for the people of Ars, but eventually the whole world came to him. People would wait in line like they did for Padre Pio in the 20th century. Because St. John Vianney, as we see in today's first reading, understood the nature of evil. And he understood that he had to speak out against it. Because if he didn't speak out against it, God would hold him responsible. Pope Leo XIII said, "God will even hold us more responsible because we know better." Many of the people do not know. They need to be told what evil is, what sin is, what they're doing wrong. Especially we see today, in John Vianney's day, not keeping the Sabbath, working on Sundays, not going to Mass, and so on. We see all the same evils today, compounded, doubled, and tripled in our indifferent world. At least in John Vianney's day, the people believed in God, and they had a sense of goodness. They were just careless. But today, we see people who do not even believe in God. And this is why we need to pray, and we need to do whatever we can. And of course, this is why Our Lady came to Fatima. And today, as you know, is the first Saturday. Our Lady, the Queen of Prophets, told us to stop offending God because he's too much offended by sin. And she gave us a prescription for these times. And if everybody followed this method that Our Lady asked on the first Saturdays, our world would be a different world. She asked on the first Saturday of every month that people have a communion of reparation for sins, Mass and Holy Communion. Then she said on the first Saturday to pray 5 decades of the rosary and to meditate on the rosary for 15 minutes. That's two different things. First, say the rosary and meditate on it, of course, and then just meditate, keeping her company, Our Lady said. She didn't use the word meditate. She said, "Keep me company for 15 minutes. And then she said to go to confession 8 days before or 8 days after the first Saturday. And she said to all those who have done that, she will be at our bedside, at our deathbed, at our time of our death, with all the necessary graces we need for our salvation." This is such a wonderful promise. similar to the promise of the Sacred Heart that we had for the first Friday, that our Lord would not, we would not die in his displeasure, and we would have the grace of the sacraments at the end of our life. Well, Our Lady says the same. She will be there with all the graces necessary at the time when we need it the most, at the time of our death. This is such a wonderful promise. And she also said, when enough people have done that, then the Holy Father will have the grace to consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart. As we can see, we hardly hear about the first sad days. Sometimes I ironically say the third secret of Fatima is the first Saturdays, because nobody knows about it. Nobody preaches about it. So it's very important that Our Lady, we obey Our Lady for ourselves and also for the world, because we're in the very wicked times. As bad as the village of Ars was, so the world today is probably 10 times worse than Ars ever was when the Curé of Ars went there in the 19th century. And we need miracles of conversion, and we need prayer, and we need to listen to what Our Lady had said at Fatima, to do the first Saturdays, pray the rosary, make reparation for sin, and stop offending God, because he's too much offended by sin. May the Lord bless you.
Christus.